It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
It has been an interesting few days in Barbados' blockchain world. First, the Barbados International Business Association held its FinTech conference at the Hilton Barbados, where blockchain was introduced to the agenda of an organization focused on national and international investment. We were asked to moderate the session, which heard from Curaçao technology entrepreneur William Santiago on the roles Bitcoin and blockchain technology could play in economic development. The session considered its relevance to tourism, where payments could be adopted or non-fungible tokens used either in the form of property ownership or as an incentive to long-stay visitors. At the corporate level, it was suggested that blockchain technology could be adopted to achieve efficiencies in business processes or create new products or as an investment vehicle. The audience heard of a six-year-old student who has been investing in cryptocurrency and plans to establish a supermarket. Technology is now money and presents an opportunity for social economic empowerment at the national, business, and individual levels. Blockchain Business was also at the 23rd Annual Review Seminar of Caribbean Economists organized at the Radisson Resort by the Central Bank of Barbados. We heard from our sources that the University of the West Indies has a project which intends to utilize blockchain technology to securely store student qualifications online. This was an idea we had considered given that blockchain does offer a measure of enhanced security and protection of intellectual property. How it could work if the student degree is stored as a non-fungible token or in a digitized form on a blockchain where security is associated with math, code, and cryptography. Blockchain Business presented a paper entitled Bitcoin, Fear or Opportunity at the Economist Conference, which provided data on how large companies were investing in Bitcoin. The paper argued that the history of Bitcoin presents investment opportunities for governments, companies, and individuals, such as the six-year-old female student. Concerns continue to persist regionally that there is an issue of risk in investing in Bitcoin. And despite much research to the contrary, there is still the individual perception that Bitcoin could be a Ponzi scheme. This despite the fact that multi-billion and multi-trillion dollar companies are investing or looking to offer services such as a Bitcoin spot ETF in the United States. Word that the University of the West Indies has started to look at how blockchain technology could be adopted in a real use case for students has caught our attention. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on The Voice of Barbados, Friday and Monday mornings.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.